Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Because you see, if you ever lived in a village like I did, if there is water in a well, you need something called a vessel. Then you will have to get a rope and use the rope to tie the vessel. You dip the vessel into the well and then you draw out the water. Then you can have the water. And the woman is thinking like a human being that, look at this Jesus. The man has no vessel. The man has no rope. So how is he going to get to the water that is at the base? But you see, she's making a mistake, because Isaiah answered her stupidity that his ways are higher than our ways and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Tonight I came to show somebody supernaturally there is healing in the house, there is deliverance in the house, there is victory in the house. And watch this. When the well is deep, by implication, if the well is deep, it means you don't get there easily. But number two, it also means that there is enough water for everybody. So in this house today, there is enough healing, there is enough deliverance, there is enough victory, there is enough power, there is enough glory. The question now is, do you have what it takes to draw the water? And I pray that God, by the spirit of revelation, because how to draw the water does not come to your natural mind. You don't know how to draw that water by logic. The woman was thinking logically. The woman was thinking reasonably. The woman was reasoning according to human logic that if this man has no rope and he has no vessel, he cannot draw the water. But he didn't know that his ways are, our ways are not his ways, and our thoughts are not his thoughts. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are his ways higher than our ways, and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, this woman was thinking, how do you draw the water out of the well? She thought it has to be logical. She thought it had to be intelligent. But sometimes, you know what? Your way to healing tonight, how to draw the water of healing, the water of deliverance, may not come logically. Maybe you will have to sound stupid and do something crazy. Maybe you have to run. Maybe you have to shout. Maybe you have to roll. Maybe you have to press. Maybe you have to do something. But by all means, you got to draw the water from the well in the name of Jesus. Come on, shout it! Somebody shout, one day. Because that one day is like your today. That one day is your tonight. This is your one day. This is your one day. 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 Elisha, the prophet. The young prophets came to Elisha and they said, we are weary, we are tired of where we stay. Our homes are too straight for us. The places we live are too tight. We are fed up with our accommodation. We are fed up with our food. We are fed up with our water. We are fed up. Oh, how many of you are fed up with your car? Fed up with your body? Fed up with everything around you? Fed up with the size of your church? Fed up with the amount of joy? Fed up. I'm tired. They came to the man of God. They said, we are tired. And the man of God said, let's go to the bush and let's cut down the forest and let's build a house. They started felling trees. And while they were felling the trees, somebody had a precious gift in his hand. And the precious gift was the axe head. He was felling the trees, and then the axe head jumped into the water and sank into the water. The water was deep. The axe head, which is the gift, the anointing, the power, the wisdom with which you cut down the tree, is now in the water. Just like your intelligence has sunk down, your confidence has sunk down, your spiritual gift has sunk down, the best men in Ghana, the best preachers, who are the battle axe of our time, the Bible says, you are my battle axe and you are my weapons of war. I see men of God who are anointed and they are our battle axe. They are the axe head, but they are falling into water. There are many of you here. You are the axe head of your family. You are the axe head of your business. You are the breadwinner of your family. You are the breadwinner of your nation. But alas, in the attempt to do our work, occupational hazard have hit us and we are falling into the water. We are sick. We are discouraged. We are bound. We are weak. We are afraid. We have sunk under the water. And the water is deep. But we have nothing to draw the battle axe out of the water. But thank God, Elisha, the prophet, for surely the Lord our God will do nothing, but he revealed the secret unto his servant the prophet. Thank God there was a prophet who could show them how to draw the battle axe, how to draw the axe out of the water. And the Bible said, when the axe had fell into the water, now, how do you draw this thing out? You dive in. I don't think the man of God was a swimmer. You call deep sea divers. This is not their assignment. You call hydraulic engineers. This is not the place for them. What do you do when your axe head has sunk? Oh, look at me. Look at me. Look at me. I don't know about you, but in my family, I am like the axe. If I'm like the axe head, if I fell into water today, my family will cry. You cannot comfort them. If my anointing got lost, if my confidence got lost, if I got discouraged, if something happens to me today and I say no more. Today, one of my daughters sent me a text. She said, Daddy, you are everything I have. When I'm getting discouraged, I have to think about you. She said, many times, I think about giving up. But when I think about you, I remain on my feet. There are many of you like that. You are the brain of your family. You are the legs of your family. You are the hands of your family. You are the axe head with which your family is gaining more territory, gaining more space, gaining more prosperity, gaining more of the favor of God. Am I talking about you at all? But then look at you. You are falling into the water. How do we draw you out? But the prophet cut a stick. Because God's ways are not our ways. Neither are his thoughts our thoughts. Now, if an axe head falls into water, the natural way to bring it out is not to cut a stick and put it on the water. But the man cut a stick. And that stick reminds me of the whole rugged cross which 2,000 years ago on the cross of Calvary, the man called Emmanuel, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was slain on the cross. And when he was being slain, before he went on the cross, he said, "And I, if I be lifted up, will draw all men unto me." And see him on that cross, representing that tree. The prophet cut the stick and put it on the water, and the stick drew the axe head from the bottom of the river, and before long the axe head was floating. Archimedes' law displaced, the law of flotation destroyed, because God has taken over the system. No law of flotation, no principle of buoyancy. Everything is displaced. And the axe head did not only float, but the axe head started swimming. The man couldn't swim, but the axe head could swim. The anointing you cannot get is coming to you. The power you cannot get is swimming to you. The breakthrough you cannot reach is coming to you. Come on, shout like your voice is yours. Pray. The axe head floated. How do you draw a gift that has sunk out of the bottom of the water? Today, may the voice of the blood on the cross, the immortal Son of God died on the cross that he may bring you out of the depths. He lifted you up out of the miry clay, and he will set your feet on the rock to stand. I see you coming up. I see you coming up. Listen, I see you coming up. The blood of Jesus speaks better things than the blood of Abel. That stick was the cross, and the thing about the cross is the blood. Today, may the blood of Jesus Christ bring you out of the miry clay, out of the pit, out of the dark abyss. Come on, scream like your voice is yours. Pray. God is not a man that he should lie. Say, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. And I'm sure Jesus is saying, you are thinking like a human being. This is God manifested in the flesh and sitting on the well. If I want this water now, the one that created the oceans. When I made the oceans, where were you? Because the Bible said in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. But the Bible also said that in the beginning when God made the heaven and the earth, he said all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. So he created the water and put the water underneath. He can let the water come up. But the woman is sitting here, and out of the ignorance, she's saying, you have nothing to draw the water with. But Jesus allowed her ignorance just to teach us a lesson. That you shouldn't be sitting on a well, you should be drinking from the well. And you don't need a natural method to bring water out of the well. From today, may you stop thinking like a human being. Look at a well. And all the anointed people. Do you know Peter? Peter referred to some men, false apostles. He said, these are wells without water. But today, there are wells of water. I can tell you, there are many wells of water in Ghana. Bishop Ajinasari is a well with water. Prophet Ajiman Prempeh was here. He's a well with water. Dr. Menso Tabel is a well with water. Archbishop Duncan Williams is a well with water. Your pastor is a well with water. Reverend Clement Anchaba is a well with water. Prophet Kingsley Ajima is a well with water. There are many, many wells with water. Many, many men of God that are anointed. God has deposited salvation, healing, deliverance, righteousness, joy, peace in the Holy Ghost. In them, listen, you have a well situated in your house. The local church you attend is a well. Your pastor, nobody knows his name, but he's a well. Pastor Ransford Obing is a well. Pastor Alfred Nyamicha is a well. I'm just giving you a few of the wells. And you better tend to seven people. Give them a high five and tell them, I am also a well. I am also a well. Hallelujah. Now. Turn the person and tell the person. You don't know what you are missing. Tell the person, you are wasting the investment God has put in me. So there. Has nothing to draw with. But Elisha said, the axe head is in the water. One would think he has nothing to draw the axe head with. But the man took a stick, which has no magnetic force, and drew a metallic battle axe or axe head from the water. Today, people think you cannot get a breakthrough. But even if you are a donkey, you will speak. Even if you are a donkey, you will speak. Yeah. Listen. But, you see, do you know the stupidity and rebellion of other people can draw up the gift in you? Watch this. You don't understand. But you keep quiet. Keep quiet. Keep quiet. Keep quiet. Balaam was a prophet. When he disobeyed God and became stupid, his disobedience and stupidity drew out the gift in a donkey to prophesy. Oh, there are people who are more qualified than you, people that look better than you, but they are in disobedience, and they are blind, and they are dumb, and they are rebellious, and they have become stupid. And because of their disobedience, you will speak. Your gift is coming alive. Come on, share it. Sometimes, when there are no true prophets, somebody has to prophesy. When there are no true pastors, well, that pastor, where is his certificate? That preacher, where is his license? When the certificated pastors and when the licensed pastors refuse to speak, God must find someone. He said, if you shut up, the stones will shout out, and the stone that the builders rejected will now become the head of the corner. That is why you are speaking. That is why you are prophesying. That is why you are shouting. That is why you are healing. That is why you are delivering. Come on, shout it! Hallelujah! Can I attempt moving out of the introduction of this message? and see if I can. Yeah. You have nothing to draw with. And that is why you sit in all those meetings and you walk around all those men of God and you say, I have nothing to draw. One day, Jesus, the reservoir, the well, and the tank of salvation and healing, the river of life, was walking full of healing, full of healing, full of deliverance, full of power. And there was a woman with the issue of the blood, 12 years. She saw the embodiment of healing, personification of grace. She saw this carrier of the glory of God trying to slip past her. She said, nah, I need a healing. I'm not going to sit on the well if I may but touch the hem of his garment. I will pull that power. I will draw that power. I will receive that power. Today, touch something. Today, let something touch you. Today, lay hands on something. Today, let somebody lay hands on you. I pray in the name of Jesus. Reach out and touch the power. Reach out and touch the power. Reach out and touch the power. She said, if I may, purpose. If I may, I'm not going to be like the other observers who are standing around and watching this mobile power walking free. If I may, but touch. But let me tell you this. This woman had the issue of the blood, so it's not likely she went to the sanctuary because they will consider her unclean. So she has been staying home. She was not a regular sanctuary attender for 12 years because she has issue with the blood. And you can't go near people because when you touch them, they are unclean. But this non-traditional, non-religious, but faithful woman said, if I may break all the rules, if I may but take the law of the Pharisees and the scribes and the Sadducees and put it aside and touch the hem of his garment, I will be healed. The Bible says when she touched Jesus, immediately the issue of the blood stopped. And Jesus said, virtue has left me. The woman drew virtue. She drew virtue. Now, she didn't have a spoon to take out the virtue. She didn't have a fork to take out the virtue. But the woman said, if I may touch the hem of his garment, I will pull out that power. Today, your healing may lie in just touching a chair around you. Your healing may lie in just lifting up your hands. Your healing may lie somewhere. If I may but touch, if I may but touch, come here, young man. Take it now in the name of Jesus. If I may but touch, if I may but touch the hem of his garment. One day, one of the tankers of power, call him a powerhouse, and you are right, one of the wells of water of his day, the Apostle Paul, was walking about somewhere with the power of God in him. Yesterday, when I finished the meeting, they asked me, when are you going home? I said, I'm not in a hurry because even if I go home, I can't sleep. Power is too much. I can't sleep. I cannot be wired like this and sleep. Around 1 a.m., Bishop Taki Aboy and I were texting each other. I couldn't sleep. Too much power. But you know what? I went out with the power and some of you went home the way you came. You did not connect. You did not connect. You. Tarot say. So Paul is walking about. This is the well. And the people said, how can we bring her to me? Leave her. Just cover her and leave her. Just cover her and leave her. Today is not a normal meeting. It's a normal folk. It's a meeting for crazy folk. It's a meeting for the people that want to break the roof and let down a sick man. Come on, shout like your voice is yours. Hallelujah. Bring him. So here is Paul charged with the Holy Ghost. And the people said, there is too much power in this man. The Bible said, and God wrought special miracles. That means the man was a reservoir. Oh, I feel like telling these two people, just receive the anointing while you are walking. Stand there, just receive it. Take it. Now, this reservoir of power, Paul, was walking about. And the people said, we can see power is going waste in this man. How do we draw the power from him? And somebody said, you know what? Don't think like human beings. Don't think like natural. Just take handkerchiefs and aprons. Take handkerchiefs and aprons. You can access the anointing. You see, I'm now using the word access because I was just about to start my message. But because you are tired, when I start, I will finish. So let me join the starting with the conclusion for your sake.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 2676760 55 +233 2676760 55 or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.